Welcome to Inside the Mortgage Mind, a Zenix podcast. At Zenix, our mission is to transform the mortgage industry through a commitment to excellence. On this podcast, we'll hear stories from professionals throughout the industry, from new LOs to CEOs, about their journey to achieving success. We hope you're inspired and energized by what you hear to take your business to the next level. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Inside the Mortgage Mind. This is John David Brown, and I am sitting down with Jack Karaszewski today. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing great, John David.
Well,
a great day.
Awesome. It's so good to have you here. So for those of you who don't know, Jack is one of our EVPs. He is our EVP of Business Development here. And Jack, how long have you been in the industry?
Well, John, I think it's 40 years, give or take a year here and there. But I think 40 years is pretty accurate.
So 40 years of experience. So as you can imagine, I thought it would be a great idea to sit down with you and just have a conversation as we're going into this new year, just drawing on all your experience and all the things you've observed over your career about what we're going to see this year going into Q1 of 2019. But before we get into that, I wanted our listeners to get to know you, because I think a lot of people in the industry definitely do know you. When we were at the NBA earlier this year, the number one question at our booth was, "Hey, is Jack here?" Everybody was just walking up trying to find you. You've made a lot of friends in this industry over 40 years. But for our listeners who don't know you, I thought it'd be just a good idea for them to get to know you a little better. So how did you get your start in the industry?
Well, to be honest with you, when I graduated from college, I looked at the banking industry as an industry that I thought would be attractive to me. Mm-hmm. Because the banking industry gives you kind of an overall look of a lot of different industries. You know, they're in commercial real estate, they're in residential, they're in business banking, they're in so many different businesses. I thought it'd be a great start for me to take a look at it that way. And while I went into branch banking for a couple of years, my desire was really to get into something with a more tangible area where I could really dig into something and really understand it. And the mortgage business seemed very attractive to me. On top of that, several key executives that were retiring within 8 to 10 years. So I thought that if I did well, that would be a great area for me to concentrate on. So I got into the mortgage business, and I became a loan officer, calling on realtors and builders in the Buffalo, New York market. And it wasn't easy at that time, because back in the 70s, New York State had these old usury laws where you couldn't charge more than 5 or 6% at that time. So the bank I worked for was transporting money to other parts of the country to mortgage bankers who used our money and gave our bank a higher return. They were originating loans at 7%, 7.5%, while they couldn't get the same return in the state that they were operating in. So I looked at that and I said, I looked at that model and said, that was pretty cool. I want to get into the mortgage industry. So that's what I did. And I became a loan officer and worked my way up to other departments within Gold Dome. We changed our name from Buffalo Savings Bank to Gold Dome. And when I was there, Gold Dome was one of the top three mortgage companies in the country. Mm. I learned a lot, and I'll tell you that experience was fantastic.
So I know that you went on, obviously, to be an executive at a very high level. So kind of tell me about that journey, about how you went from loan officer and built your way up in the industry.
Well, at the time, when I was running the mortgage division at Gold Dome, they wanted somebody. We bought a mortgage company in Washington, D.C., and that was our first entrance into the mortgage industry at Gold Dome. And they wanted somebody to spend some time with that executive to move to Washington, D.C., and to really get them to understand how our big thrift worked, how to work your way through the organization, how to get things done. And I raised my hand and I said, I'm your guy. And so I went to Washington, D.C. in 1981, and I never came back to Buffalo. So it kind of tells you a little bit of a story there. But in 1981, you talk about cycles in the mortgage industry. Interest rates were probably around 17.5%, 18%.
Oh, wow.
One of the highest rates in the history of mortgage lending. And here I arrive in Washington, D.C., and we have this company, and you sit back and you say, well, how are we going to do this? Well, on top of it, we had to replace the executive of the company that we purchased the company from, and they were looking for another executive, and I raised my hand and I said, listen, I know how Gold Dome works. I know how the mortgage business works inside Gold Dome in Buffalo. I'll have to find and hire people within the mortgage industry in Washington, D.C. to really take it to the level that we wanted to take. So I raised my hand and I got the job.
That's awesome.
So I became president of a subsidiary of Gold Dome Bank, and that's when my career really took off.
So it's just a matter of doing the work beforehand, you know, being prepared, proving yourself, mm-hmm. and then not being afraid to step up to the plate when the time comes.
Right. A lot of it in life is timing.
Yeah.
You know, you can have a little bit of luck and timing, but also you have to prepare yourself. You have to know all the aspects of the mortgage business, because if you're going to say, I want to run a mortgage company, you really have to know many aspects of risk, of production, of servicing the loans, and while you may know a lot about that, and you become a generalist in your knowledge, you really have to have good people supporting the effort and what you do.
Yeah. So just with all of that experience that you bring to the table and all your years in the industry, I'd like to talk about maybe what's going on right now, and as we're going into a new year, what people can look for and what can they expect. So just what's your forecast for Q1 in 2019?
Well, you know, I looked at, as you look at the forecasts, the Mortgage Bankers Association has their forecasts. You can get that right on their website. You can go to Fannie Mae's, Freddie Mac's, and they're generally about the same. They expect that the first quarter of next year will be lower than the first quarter of 2018. Which generally doesn't bode too well for profits. The second quarter will be up a little bit. And generally for the year, they are projecting that it's going to be about the same as 2018, maybe down a little bit. Very heavy in the purchase marketplace,
yeah,
and lower in refinances. But you know, right now, refinances have risen from 35-36% of total production up to 41-42%, because we've seen, because of the stock market falling, you know, you're seeing lower rates, lower mortgage rates, and of course that's moving the refinance percentage up. But generally, that'll all shake out, and everybody thinks that, you know, we'll see about 25-30% refinances and the rest purchase.
So just speaking of that, and you know, with business maybe being a little down from what it has been, what are some of the major downturns you've seen over the course of 40 years? What are some of the maybe specific hard times you've seen the industry go through?
I have seen a number of cycles in the mortgage industry, but I don't think anybody in this industry will tell you that they've never seen a cycle like we saw in 2007, 2008.
Right.
It was catastrophic. I mean, we were sitting there in our offices wondering if the financial services industry was going to survive. The stock market was falling. I think it fell down to 4,000, 5,000. And, you know, it was generally one of the worst situations you could ever see. Yeah, the federal government bailing out financial institutions, insurance companies, trying to settle down an economy and the stock market that was just out of control.
So with all that being there, going through that and surviving that, how would you define where the industry is right now, maybe in comparison to that time?
Well, I don't think we're even near what that time was in 2007, 2008, because we really learned from that, where, you know, we've made it underwriting, our underwriting requirements went back to where they should be. People should not be getting, not everybody can qualify to own a home. And when you look at the national home ownership rate, you know, it's somewhere between 60 to 65%. Once you start getting above that, historically, there are people probably that shouldn't be in housing. And so really all the barriers at that time were really torn down as far as underwriting. Anybody could get a home. Anybody could qualify for a home. You could have, you know, the worst credit and you're getting a subprime loan. And these loans were all going into securities, and what happened is the securities did not perform, delinquencies hit, and they were hitting like crazy. And then with all the problems that occurred, housing values fell tremendously. Some of them dropped 50, 60, 70%, and people were in these homes wondering, will they ever recover the value of their homes? It was something that I don't think we'd ever want to see before. Today, I don't see that. I see that market forces will cause prices of homes to go up or to go down. I think underwriting is better, much better than what it was before. And what we have really now is, you know, we really have to get used to the fact that we have more of a general flow to what the market really is, where the first two quarters, especially the first quarter and the fourth quarter, much lower in production without the refinances that we had in the past. And then the purchase market picks up in the second, third quarters, which will really drive revenue. So a lot of companies weren't used to that. For the last 9 or 10 years, filling the void was refinances. Now they're gone.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is today, there's probably too many people out there chasing loans with too many loan officers, and that's why we have the downsizing that is occurring right now.
So then what would you say a company needs to be doing to be successful in 2019?
Well, you know, you have to really look at at your goals and objectives and what you're predicting, and come up with reasonable goals that you can attain. And I think that's where it starts. But it also starts with, not only do you have to have the right goals, but you have to have the right people to get to those goals. If you're going to do X amount of business and so many units per month, you really have to have a back office staff that's going to support that number. If you're anticipating doing more and it's not there, I would recommend you start to look at those costs very quickly and bring those costs down. And that's what people are doing right now. You're seeing quite a few layoffs on the back office side. You're seeing non-performing loan officers leaving the business. You're seeing smaller companies who really don't have the capital to be a participant in this marketplace. They're either being sold or they're going out of business. So there's a lot of dynamics going on. But in today's market, capital is king. If you have capital, you're going to be fine.
All right, Jack. Well, thanks so much for just your insight and sharing your experience with us and kind of letting us know what to be looking for in the new year. We're going to be doing another episode with Jack next week, where we are going to be talking all about mentoring the next generation of leaders. So be sure to come back for that. So we'll hear from you soon, Jack. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John David.
Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to come back next week for a new episode of Inside the Mortgage Mind.